You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Chulin is Daf Chof Zayin. And we begin today the Helik, second parak. Five down the Helik parak. Hashochet echad be'of v'shnayim b'deima, shechitato k'shira. Somebody shechs one simon of a bird, two simonim of a behema. The shechita is kosher, which is a little strange when the shechita is kosher. There's not much more you can do than that. It shouldn't say it in that logic, but we'll discuss that. The rubo shalachat kamo, and it's actually the same. If you would have shechted rov, that is the equivalent of shechting the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's not quite enough to do the shechita of the simonim. You have to also be shochet the vridim. The vridim are the carotid arteries which brings up the blood to the head. And it's very strange that he's saying yishchot the tavridim as if it's part of shechita. We're going to see later on that it's actually a question of blood. Issues of blood and why it is that he holds you have to get the blood out b'shas shechita. It end up that he's talking about birds, particularly that are generally roasted whole, and therefore there may not be another alternative. Sorry about that. Of getting out the blood, but we'll get to that in the Gemara. Now, if you shecht chatzi echad ba'of, half of one simen for a bird, or even one and a half in a behema, the shechita is possible. Rov echad ba'of, rov shnayim b'behema, shechita tokshira. The other half, if it's most of the one in the bird, as we said before, ruba shalachet kamo, or one and most of the other one in the behema, then it's kosher. Now, this is extremely unnecessary. It's just a reiteration of what we said before. Echad shnayim ruba shalachet kamo. That's exactly what you're saying here, and the Gemara is going to derive various things from this piece of the Mishnah. As the Gemara, you can't say hashochet if you shechted rov, if you shechted shnayim b'vehema. Now, what is that supposed to mean? If you shechted the avad in the chatchila lo, only the avad, not the chatchila. You're telling me that if you shecht two in a behema, then that's not enough. The chatchila, that's not good. Only the avad. Well, tell me what is good. Ad kabal lishkot alezo. How much are you supposed to be able to continue to shecht? There ain't nothing else left. Well, it might be referring to echad ba'of, so apparently it would be telling you l'chatchila you should shech shnayim ba'of, but if you shech echad, it's kosher. Or ibaitema could be referring to ruba shel echad kamo. L'chatchila, you should shech the entire simon or simonim, and if b'diavad hashochet v'ruba shel echad kamo would be kosher. So the hashochet is going on the ruba shel echad kamo, and indeed that is the halacha. At l'chatchila, one should shecht whatever there is to shecht. Amar of Kahana, minayin l'shechita shimin ha-tzavah. Where do we see in the Torah an indication that shechita is from the neck? I mean, we know Malika, it said beferish v'mul or po, but was after shechita? Well, it says v'shachat et ben habarka. V'shachat can be understood as a double word. V'makom sheshach, the place where the animal can bend, it can bend its head. Chateu, go and be machshir it to eat. Chateu is a lotion of either heksher or tara, as we're going to see, or chateu means to clean it out, mean clean it out from its blood. Rashi suggests maybe another lotion. Wait, where do we see that chateu means that? Mimaidai chateu lishim dechuyehu. Where does chateu mean to clean out or to be metayer? We use that lashon beferish in the sense of making something tahor. So we take the dam hatzipor and the mayim hachayim, and that's all part of the taira of the bayit. That is, in the case of a tzaraat, and we sprinkle it with this, and then use the word v'chate. Or v'baytem, a famous pasuk, tichat eni be'ezel v'tayer, where we refer to our own taira. Which is the Tyra in that case. Of course, it's a spiritual Tyra, but the idea of Techat Eini is to make something kosher, to make something pure, to make something clean. So literally to make it kosher and to clear out its blood and so on. Well, I mean, you're saying from the place that it bends. I don't know, it bends from its tail, so why don't we shecht its tail? No, come on. Shach means that generally it stands up and then it can bend, but a tail usually bends. I mean, shom shach michlash is zakuf peinan, v'ashach v'omeg is always bending. Okay, fine. His ears, okay? His ears bend. Well, ears are no good. I mean, being a dam and efesh, v'leka. I mean, the whole point by Kachim, it says that you're going to take the dam and the dam u'benefesh echaper, and it's the same shchita. So how could you shecht an ear? Well, maybe you start at the ear and you keep going, you know. I mean, you're trying to tell me I have to shecht at the neck. I mean, it's a little bit absurd to learn that out from Rishachal. I mean, tails, ears, I don't know. So go ahead and karabazal adam anefesh. Besides which, the whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, you're going to understand shchita from a word, anyway. And you're going to also learn out shehiya, and drasa, and chalada, and agrama, and ikor. That's all part of the word. Now, obviously, the words the Torah uses for v'shachat, for zavachta, kasher tzivitichah, as we're going to learn later, I mean, that is talking about a reference to something that we don't know, a body of knowledge that has to be given over about that. So then the same thing is true about it's a Gemara, right? It's something we have the Kabbalah. So then why do we need to find a makor for shchita b'nat tzavar if what shchita is, we don't even know. So shchita b'nat tzavar nami Gemara. So as the Rama points out, you're told the zavak. The word doesn't mean anything because I have to know where I'm supposed to do that on the animal, when I can do it, with what I can do it, who can do it, how I do it, and none of that information is stated. So, I mean, obviously, all of these dinners have got to be a Gemara. Just to review once again, remember the five psulim of shchita that we're learning. Shehiya means to wait a little bit in the middle of the act, which splits the act into two and therefore results in a treifas instead of in a shchita. Drasa is not to use the cutting back and forth action, but to press downwards. Chalada is where the knife is covered. Kechulda hadara biikrei habatim, where it's inserted between the simanim, even if it's then shechted up, or it's covered with a towel, or as we said before, that was a question of the machlokas, how to understand the problem of doing a shchita through the back of the neck. It would be covered by the knife. But in any event, it's a broad sugya, but the idea is that it's covered. Kehuda. Hagroma is that it's bent to the side, and it cuts outside of this of the makom of shchita, either upwards, and we've learned in the end that it was above it was by the chiti. We had the machlokas, what exactly how far, and what is considered to be the chiti, machlokas rishonim. And ikur, we had a machlokas again, Rashi and Tosfos about, and the Bahag, about whether it means essentially ripping or whether it means that the simonim are not in the proper place along the channel where they would normally be. And that's just xeris akosav. It's not a treifus. They're not torn. They're not detached. But nonetheless, it's a psul. That's how the Bahag is. Anyway, so all of that is a Gemara. So that, if that's the case, you can demand savar, not a Gemara. So then, okay, so when it says vishachat et ben habakar, what is the meaning of the implications that we have over here? If all of the halachot are yilchot Moshe Mitzinai, so then why don't we read that pasuk? Do shchita and zekrola mayata. No, it's saying do whatever you need to do as defined, but you need not do any more than that. In other words, if there's anything else that is associated with it, then let's say cut through the rest of the head. Cut through maybe the spinal column. No. Lola Shavi Gistra. You don't, most of them, you don't need to cut through all the way. Others are, you're not allowed to cut through all the way. That already is a Shiloh wife. We'll talk about that
severing
later.
The head,
yeah, don't sever the head, but, well, when we say sever, we mean effectively sever.
We're gonna
call a head severed, actually, if you bring cut both the simonim. Gistra would be to cut through. Literally, cut through the bones, or cut through the nerves, and so on.
Nearly headless.
Yeah, nearly headless nigger. Right, that would also be a gistra. Rav Yemar Amar, let me take it from here. I say vizavachta, okay? Now, vizavachta, that's a good one. I think that makes sense. Vizavachta, there it says basically, vizavachta, bibakorcha, etc. kasher tzivitichah. So, what does vizavachta mean? I read the word like this.
zav.
Mimakom shazav, the place where the blood will flow, where it's going to flow, that's where chateihu, that's where you should break it into two. Chateihu means that? Ma'amash ve'chateihu? Yeah, of course. The Shana Mitvar breaking, it says al tirav al techat, which means don't be broken. Okay, so I got a great idea. Let's check its nose, because its nose is always runny. So then it's mokum shazav. Chateihu, great. Cut its nose off. This is just a great crush. I can really see Shkita, everybody going around cutting its nose. No, come on, I didn't say that. I said zav meaning with the act of the cutting. I mean, it's just running. This is a runny nose. By zav me'elavo. Okay, so stab it to the heart. So then that's the place where it's going to leak a lot of blood, and that's where you break it. Stab it to the heart. That's a great idea, right? Anyway, leave off. Not to mention the fact that you're not getting any closer anyway, because she draws the chalot agroma ikor. Where are we going to learn that from? That's all a Gemara. So shkita minat savar nami Gemara. This is like these silly drushes. They're not really, they don't even really make all that much sense. So then what would the pasuk mean according to this? If it's meant to say something, do a particular act of zvicha. The lo l'shavya gistera, not to cut all the way through. Rashi suggests also as a possibility that gistera means, lo l'shavya gistera means not to use a drisa motion. So in order to do something as a gistera, you have to chop. Chopping, even though that's drasa, so that's one of the things that we said as a halacha of Moshe Sinai. Rashi says, look, I mean, we do have her Muslim and Pesukim Sam and halacha of Moshe Sinai. We're going to see. So maybe this is Lola Shavik Istra. It is a remiss to drisa. Don't do drisa. The very Rabbi Yishmael Shana, Tana, I have an idea. Vishachat. Now, Vishachat can be read as a sin instead of a shin. So you can read that as Vishachat. If it's Vishachat, then it means from the place where it's talking, Yimakam Shesach, that's its throat. That's where it goes, Moo, Chateo. Well, wait a minute, what about its tongue? Let's cut the tongue. No, come on, that's not fair. Being a Dama Nefesh, we're like, I mean, the whole thing is in the context of Kutchim. The Kutchim is supposed to be the cup of the Dom. What kind of Dom are you getting out of the tongue? No, maybe start at the tongue and keep going, you know. In the Karavazil Dama Nefesh. And again, you're really not accomplishing anything. Shia, Drasa, Halada, Groma, Ikor. You don't know any of that from that. Ela Gemara, Shkita, Minatzavar, Nami, Gemara, Krala Mayat, as we said, the Lola Shavya Gistra. Now there's a Tana, these were other suggestions that we had based on various Gemaras, but there's also a Braita that actually talks about it, not just that Tanayim look around. So the Braita says, the Tanya Rabbi Chiya Omer, Minayim l'shchita min hatzavar, Shenemar v'orchu b'nei Aharon HaKohanim et hanitachim. This is sort of an oblique Raya, but still, it's a much more powerful, because over here the Torah is telling you how to do the Aricha of the Evorim on the Mizbeach. So it says, do the nitachim, the various pieces of the animal, and then it goes on to say et hanitachim et harosh v'et hapad. So take the head and take the fats that cover over the bottom of the animal and the abdomen. Why do you have to mention that separately? Matam lamet harosh v'et hapad. You said hanitachim, all the parts. Okay, so the head is a part. Ah, but you see, lama yatsu. I'll tell you, alo rosh b'klakal hanitachim. No, lama yatsu. Because the Torah begins with the Ifshita Ta'ola V'nitacho Talan Tachel. So you're supposed to take the oila, skin it, and then cut it. Now, the problem is, the head is not skinned. So Ein Le'elan Detachim Sheyesham Bechlal Hafshatak. Because remember that we know that the Widarsh and the Tzemer and the Rosh that's brought, the beard of the Tayash, where we have the Ryan Zvachim. So I would have thought, Dafka, the things that are part of the Afshata, Minayin l'rabot et harosh, which is therefore not part of the Nitachim, because the Rosh was Kfar Hutaz. In other words, Nitachim are clearly those parts that are going to be Hufshat, and that are then cut, are then butchered. So the Rosh is not butchered. The Rosh is not butchered?
Because
it's already off. So why would the Torah be referring to the head as already off if the Mokam HaShchita wouldn't be at the neck? So then it must be, if it was Kfar Hutaz, Therefore, we need to, again, I said this is oblique, but that's where he's going to get it from. So the Talmud Lomar et Rosho ve'et Pidro ve'arach. Take the Rosh and the Poder and do the Aricha even on the Rosh. Wait, so now, here's my Raya, says Rabbi Kiyo. So Midika Oma et Arosh ekvar hutaz. Okay? Then clearly the head was already cut. Obviously, hutaz doesn't mean literally cut off of the body.
Because you stepped on the
Shabbat. Exactly. But it's hutaz in the sense of having cut through effectively the tzimoni. That's what keeps it going. So it's hutaz in the sense of functionality. Okay? So that proves that shchit is not savar. But okay, fine. You're very nice, right? But you just changed. You tried changing on me and you thought I wouldn't notice. You started a question, why does it say as a Rosh v'Sapoder? Then you say, Talmud Lomar, et Rosho ve'et Pidro, which is a completely different pasuk. And you expect me not to notice? V'nitach oto l'netachav, ve'et Rosho ve'et Pidro, which is another v'nitach oto l'netachav. Fancy footwork. Excuse me. Tana patach b'rosh v'poder, u'mesayim b'rosho u'pidro. Well, okay, all right, I'll fill you in. Okay, come on. Actually, there's a whole piece that you've got to understand belongs here. This is how it goes. Okay, go. Minayin le'rabot et arosh karotaz. Okay, how do we know that the rosh, even though it's already cut off, is included in the aricha? Talmud Lomar et arosh v'tapoder. Now, rosho pidro lamali. That's something else. Another bright that refers to that. Miboy le'kidatanya. Minayin le'rosh u'poder. Shekodmin le'kolam t'tachim. How do we know that the first thing to be brought up on the mizbeach is to bring the Rosh and the Poder, as we see, is brought together with the Rosh because it's used to actually cover the Beit HaShchita so that you never see a severed head on the Mizbeach. That's already gross. So we cover over the Beit HaShchita. How do we know that the Rosh and the Poder are the first things to be put on the Mizbeach? And this is the end of that Braita. This is the introduction. Roshovet Pidro begins this new idea. Talmud Lomar et Roshovet Pidro va'arach. First Roshovet Pidro, then the arich of the other Nitachim. Wait, but okay, that I understand. But you know, you explained why not to say Rosh, that the Rosh, which was Kfar Hutaz, is included. You explained why we need to say the second Rosh to tell me it comes before. You explained why it needs the second Poder to tell me that the Poder comes before. But why did it say et Arosh vet Upon in the first pasuk, where the only reason for that was the Rosh. But what was the Poder? So Poder kama de katavrach ben alamali. Why do I need that mention? That is to tell me that the Poder accompanies the Rosh, and that they're viewed as connected. What's the way of bringing this up to Mizbeach? Chofe et haPoder al Beit HaShchita. What you do is you cover over the area of the Shchita with the fats of the abdomen and ma'aleu, v'zeo derech kavod shel ma'ala, and that is more respectful towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beit HaMikdash. Now there's another raya from a braita as follows. Haitana ma'itala mi'ach, titanya, zot torat habeima v'ha'of. Now this is a very strange pasuk, because this comes at Shmini at the end of the whole story of the Tumah, Tumas Tevelis, and first it starts off, of course, with Zotakayasha Tochlu, and then the Dagim, and then actually the Afot, and then the Chagavim, and then we have the Dinim of the Vela, and then it says as if it's like all related, Zotarat Habema Ve'Of. Now, if this is a reference to what we just finished, which is the Dinim of the Vela, then this is crazy. There's nothing in common between a Beimah and an Of. You're saying this is the single Torah of Beima Of. Can you tell me what exactly that single Torah is? This I gotta see. You tell me one halacha that they haven't come, okay? A Behema, an avail of a Behema is Matama Bamaga and Bamasa. An Of is not Matama Bamaga Bamasa. An Of is Matama Begadam Abeta Bliya, Re Nivlat Of Tahor is only Matama when it's being swallowed. Behema ina Matama Begadam Abeta Bliya. There's no way if somebody takes a piece of Nevela, sticks it into your mouth, it gets drives it into the Beit HaBliyah, you will not be tummy at all. Because the contact with the inside of your throat is called Beit HaStarim. That is not tummy. The fact that it's inside of you, you swallow it or anything like that, There's no such tuma. The only place where that tuma occurs is nivlat of tahor. So you tell me now. Zot ha-Torah. Great. Where? So beis the Torah shifta beim alof alof beim. It must be that there's a reference to something that is completely out of the picture of what we're talking about now, and it's coming to tell you there is something that they have in common. That is to tell me that ma beima b'shchita. We know that the shchita takes away the dinim of nevela. That's the point. That's the. In other words, when we're introducing the idea of a nevela, what do we mean? Something that wasn't shechted. That's what we mean. We don't know anything about that idea when it comes to an oath, because the Torah never said anything about v'shachat et ha'oth. Since the places of v'shachat is always in terms of animal, the zavachta is also in terms of animal. Over there it's talking about basar taiva. But it's the same thing about birds. So therefore, coming to tell me that just like a behemah requires shechita, an oath requires shechita. Oh, wait a minute. So then why does our Mishnah say it's a different shechita, you only need one siman? Should be the same. If the marker is a hekesh, if zotrat be malaof, so then one sim is not enough. Malan of shnayim, hafkamber of shnayim. Therefore, Talmud Amar zot, one element, and only one element, the fact that you need shkit. Rabbi Eliezer Amar, no, it's exactly the opposite, my dear friends. Be'ezit Torah shifta be malaof, alof lebeima, I'll tell you. Just like an oath is kosher for shechting from the neck. So, of course, we know that only from Malika. The only place where the Torah talks about that area of the body, either the orif or mulorpo. So what is mulorpo? We learned is the tzavar, is the back of the tzavar. The only time that we know that the neck has something to do with anything is either egla rufa or Malika. Well, if it's comparing an oath to a behemah, then it's telling you, just like an oath is from the neck, a behemah is from the neck. So you've been going crazy trying to figure out how do we know shechita is from the neck? I just showed you. Ah, you'll say, if that's the case, I mean, then we should do it for the back of the neck, like we do Malika. Imal alami mulor, if I'm coming mulor, Talmud omar umalaket rosho mi mulor po velo yavio rosho, means rosho shel zeh mi mulor. But the acher that we had compared to this in Zot Torah, which is the behemah, ain't rosho shel acher mi mulor. Interesting. So what does the Zot come to tell me? According to Rabbi Eliezer. Since we're not deriving the dinim of shechita, of simon echad, to an oath. So what does he do with the Zot? He uses it to tell me the opposite. Because if it hadn't been for Zot, I would have said, now wait a minute, Malika is kosher for simon echad. This is v'lo yavdil by the Bechatas, right? So then if that's the case, what's given is simon echad. So, and if we're learning out shechita binat sabar from oath malika, so then if an oath is kosher b'simen echad, then we should learn out that an abeim is kosher b'simen echad. That's why Kadarak one is out. Great.
By birds,
only by birds is one simen sufficient. And only by birds does it mean mul or po, and by behema it's on the other side of the tzavar. Tadi baraka parak. The Torah puts together Zot Torat HaBeima VeHa'Of, and then it says V'chol Nefesh HaChaya Romeset B'Mayim. Okay, so then that means that we have a very interesting development here in the pasuk. We start out, we go from a mammal to a bird to a fish. So what's basically happening here is that we're comparing an oath to two different things, because this is all Hek, so Torat, we're comparing it on the one hand to an animal, on the other hand, to a fish, right? So yitil akatuv la'ov, bein beima ladagim. So it's very simple. This is a description of the level of chiyut of these various things. That's the point. And what we're talking about is greater need for shechita. The Gemara's assumption is that the nevela is an indication of the dependency of the life force of the animal on its surroundings. In other words, if you need to be mafsik, a strong life force, with shechita, with two siman, so then the nevela is going to be a stronger nevela, if you don't do that. If you only need to be mafsik it with one siman, then the nevela is a lesser nevela. It's not a time of mafsik. if you don't need to be mopsed at that life force at all, like by a fish, then there's no din of nevela, which is interesting. And the same thing is true of the inverse. In other words, the less the din of nevela, the more the din of the less din of shechita. The more din of nevela, the more powerful the shechita has to be in order to turn it out of the nevela into something that was humanly killed. So in other words, the level of the relationship of the human to the taking of the life for human purposes, that the more that's necessary, the more demands are made out of the shechita. Therefore, it says the Gemara like this. Look, on the simple level, we're going to see that it takes it even further as we go through the sugya. If the oaf is put between behemah and dagim, so what do you think that implies? You cannot be mechayev an oaf in shnei simanim, because it's also compared to fish. You can't say it doesn't need shechita at all. L'potro b'lo klumi efshar, because you were makashet the mammals. Haketzat ekshero b'siman echad. So it only needs one siman. But why do you jump to conclusions that dagim don't need shechita? Maybe that's the whole point, that this pasuk is putting them all together. And we just made a hekesh to learn out shechita from here. So maybe dagim need shechita. Ilema mishum dechtiv, is it because Moshe Rabbeinu says, when everybody's complaining about not having what to eat, and there's man, that's not real food. So Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, there's nothing you can do for them that's going to make them happy. Hatsonu vakar yishachet lehem. Imet kol degei hayam yasef lehem. Why does it say yasef lehem? Because he's trying to say, you don't need shechita. Okay, tsonu vakar, we'd have to open up a big shlachtos over here. But certainly, the dagim would be basifa b'almasadimu. Well, if that's your riot, it's a terrible riot. Because then, in the same story, we have the slav, and the slav, it says, they collected by Yeshua the slav. So that means it doesn't need shechita. You just told me, no, it doesn't need shechita. Now you're telling me, the only way I know the dagim don't need shechita is from asifa, then I should know that the birds don't know shechita from asifa.
Well, there's a difference
between these contrasts. Ah, it says the Gemara. And you just said, I'm at the foot of Elokud Yevshah, Shrokish Lebehema. Yes, but as David has told us, Ha'atam Loktiv Asifa B'mokam Shchita. The contrast, your contrast in Shchita to Asifa, that's very important. It's telling you Asifa is enough, not Shchita. So if you have a B'mokam Shchita, Dachrine, these things need Shchita, and the Dagim B'Asifa. Okay, to say they gathered the slav doesn't mean they didn't shechta. It has nothing to do with Shchita. What's talking about Shchita there? And Hochektiva Asifa Bakum Shita Dachrini, that's the difference. Now Uver Gililah, this guy who used to go around, was a Magid from the Galil. So he gave a drasha like this. The only way to look at it is mammals relate to the dry ground. They're Nivret Vinayabasha. They are land animals. Therefore Heksherab Shnei Simani. Now fish, Shnivru Min Hamayim. Water doesn't have, water is like very, very changeable. You don't need to do a shechita. An oaf comes from in between. An oaf was nivra min harikak, as we're going to see. It has in it elements of the mud, the primordial mud. So, right in the middle. Look, you can see clearly that they're all related to each other because the fish have scales on their feet. The birds have scales on their feet, like fish. So they're obviously a more developed type of fish. So therefore, if they're midway between fish and mammals, so they still have fish elements to them, so therefore they require sort of a shechita. So it's enough for siman echad. So it's not that we need that as a raya that they were never men or akats, as Tosfos, you know. Right. Tosfos says, look, we're going to bring it's a fish, a possum. That there was water that was involved in the bria of the fish, because it says mina mai. So the only reason that it's mentioning it here, teda, is not to bring right to the pasuk, but teda, that despite the fact that there's so much of a difference at this point between fish and birds, that you'd say, so why should that be nogea? Oh, you see that it's still on their body. If it's still on their body, then it makes sense with the new gear, the shechita.
The water of creation, this as well?
Yeah. Whatever it means, that the water, that's the way we perceive them, as water animals and whatnot, right?
Which actually came first,
doesn't matter. It matters what they relate to. They're related to us coming from water, and we still treat them as water. We table them as water. They don't have that same life force, which is true. And the whole point of a mammal is that it carries the ocean around with it, so it's very sensitive. And it has to make an ocean for itself. The dug is open for the ocean.
And the bird is in between?
Look, I can't tell you. Ocharlo. Now there was this. This is a list of issues that the Hegemon had asked. Rashi brings Rabbi Gamliel. Tosafot says it's always a reference to the questions to Yochanan and Zakkai. But in any event, this was another one of those things that we're bringing here because we brought up the sugya, and the Hegemon pointed out to Rabbi Yochanan that there's a contradiction in the Torah. This was a guy who was going after. His name was Kanderikon, which of course is Lashon of Lekanter. Guy always asks questions, right? So, Mr. Questioner. So he says, look, on the one hand, it says in your Bible, Ovir Vayomer Elohim, Yishutzu Hamayim Sheretz Nefesh Chaya V'Ofi Ofeth. Okay? That shows that birds, according to the Bible, came out of the sea. Mimaya Hebrew. But then it says, Vayitzer Hashem Elohim in Hadama Kol Chayat HaTzadevet Kol Of HaShamayim. Aha! Then it says that he brought it to the Adam to see what his name would be. So you see that it was created from the earth. How do you explain that? Oh my Lord, it's not a problem. It was mud. So it was both water and earth. He saw the Talmidim looking at each other. That's a pretty dumb answer. Oh my Lord, what? You don't like it? Then I should tell this guy something intelligent. This guy's an enemy. He wants that stupid question. Give a stupid answer. Actually, the way to read the pasuk is that that pasuk had nothing to do with where they were created from. The first pasuk, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim, Vayom Elokim Yishutzu Hamayim, that is a description of the evolution of birds. And no further need. Now, when we're talking about Vayitzar Hashem Elokim in Adama, it's not a separate yitzira. So what we have over here is these are the things that have been created, and now God is bringing them to Adam. That was the next word. Bring him to the Adam. Lerot ma'ikralo. What are the things lerot ma'ikralo? Chol asher yikralo Adam nefesh chaya hu shmo. So the first part was discussing the animals. Then it went on to say, and the birds were brought to Adam as well. It's not saying that the creation was of the birds was from the same thing as the animals. Min Adamah doesn't say that. And therefore, I'm just saying, the truth is, lo mevi'en el Adam, l'chav amshem. Actually, there's someone who says just the opposite. That's what he said, lo to Hegemon. But to his Talmidim, he said, the truth is that it's min ha'rakak. Roshon HaRishon, amar lan l'talmidav, because the word vayitzar, Hashem Elokim, seems to be the verb that the entire pasuk is referring to. Vayitzar, the bema, and the ov. So since it's written together with vayitzar, it's hard to say that it doesn't mean that he created the birds from min ha'adama. Must be there was min ha'rakak. Om Reb Yehuda b'shem Reb Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Actually, ein shchita la'ov min ha'Torah. When it says zot ha'Torah, we said before, to compare behema to ov, we said before, the truth is that there is no need for any other halacha. That's malika. Remember, we never had a place where we compared it to Shkita. You had originally brought a drosha, Zotorat Avimava Of. An oaf requires, it's boiling hot in here. An oaf requires Shkita. I say that's not it, it's the other drosha. An oaf requires Malika, and from Malika we learn out Shkita Behema. Where does it say an oaf requires Shkita? If I learn the drosha like that, then I have no reason to assume that there is any din on an oath of Shkita. You were assuming that there was a din of oath of Shkita, then I'll learn it out from Behema how much. It's not true. And therefore, I say this whole halacha is not, it's not halacha l'Beish Sinai, it's not a remez in the Pasuk. There are abundant set to do Shkita, but it's certainly there's no mekor for Shkita in the Torah at all. And I'll prove it to you. The Torah, when it's describing the din of Kisui Adam, so it says only v'shafach and then v'chisita. That's all. So it talks about elf asher yeachel V'shafach et damo v'chisseo be'afar. Perfect. Nu? Are we agreeing? V'shafach et damo v'chisseo be'afar. That's all you need. What are you talking about? That's all you need. And when it said before, asher yatzut seit chaya o fasher yachel. V'shafach et damo. Why is it referring back to chaya? She's saying, oh, so chaya also doesn't need shkita. You want to eat venison? Shoot. Of course, you may have to do simonim. Okay, you have to be a good shot. But anyway, I don't see. The din of kisui adam, remember, is a din on chaya and of, not on behema. But what it mentions in that pasuk is chaya asher yatzud or of. Okay, so if you're going to claim that of doesn't require shkita, neither do chayot require shkita. Are you going to say such an insane thing? Nobody holds that. So, ask the Gemara, what makes you say, no, chaya, I know need shkita, you see. Because the chaya, there's a hekish to psulei ha-mugdashim. The hekish to psulei ha-mugdashim, remember, ki tzvi v'chayal are both types of chayot, and they're compared to psulei ha-mugdashim. Ask the Gemara, of nami it kishle v'ima. If you're going to tell me that, then oaf is a hekesh to behema also, because it's zot torat behema of oaf. So you have the same idea. And zot torat behema of is ein hekesh lebechta. If you're telling me they're supposed to be the same, then you'd have to tell me it's the same halacha. Well, no, I mean, it says v'shafak atamo, that means shvicha b'yama is enough, right? I mean, so I don't get it. So notice the point over here is that no matter where I go, I have a reason to say that it's compared to Psalim of Dashim Bachaya, compared to Behema by Oath. And you're telling me, and each of those things basically tells me, look, you have to compare it completely. The Torah said, it says V'shafach. This tells me not to read the V'shafach. So what you need to do is say, well, the Shafach means one or the other. So in other words, I can now have both. V'shafach, something is enough for Shvicha. Something else is not included in that. Why not included in that? Because it's compared to Psulei HaMukdash. Chaya. No, I mean, I'd say do it the other way around. Say, Oath is included in the comparison to Behema, and Vishafach refers to Chaya. I mean, it's all very arbitrary. I understand what you're doing. You're telling me, basically, we have one pasuk that says Shricha B'Alma. We have two comparisons of Chaya V'Oath, one to Psalm of Dutch, one to Behema, that tells me you do need Shchita. One says you don't need Shchita, one says you do need Shchita. You've decided the one that says you don't need Shchita is the Oath, and the one that says you do need Shchita is the Chaya. Why? Why not do it the other way around, asked the Gemara? Umay Chazita the Shadi Le'al Oath? Shadi HaChaya? Why not say that the V'Shafach is going on the Chaya, and the Oath is compared to Behema? Well, because it's more mistara. The last thing in the pasuk was, O of asher yeachel v'shafach. Two words before that, it said yetzut seit chaya. Fine, but the last thing that you were referring to was shvicha, was of. So it's reasonable to say that the solik mine, the last thing that I said, the v'shafach defines entirely. And if I do shvicha, that's enough. Okay, so you're claiming there's no shkita of. In other words, if I just stab that bird through the simonim, it's kosher. Meitzvah. Here is a din. You're shechting a tzvi, and you did a psul neshita. Came in a veil. You don't have to cover the blood. Or if you were nocher, of course, this is either an oaf or a chaya. A nocher means that you stabbed it, and a ma'aker, you rip out the sivin. You're putter from kisui adam. What do you mean putter from kisui adam? According to you, you just did it correctly. I know here, you did it correctly. So why don't you have to live by kisui? Why don't you have to be mechaser adam? Well, now wait a minute. Who said we're referring to birds? Maybe this is entirely a reference to chayot. Hashochet meaning a tzvi, not a bird. Mi savarta ba'ov lo b'chaya. Can't bring another raya. Tashma hashochet v'tzarich ledam. Suppose you're in a position where you must have this blood. And we're going to wonder why you must have this blood, because vampires don't usually drink that kind of, what do you need this blood for? We'll see. But what are you going to do? Because you're shechting something whose blood you need. I assume that means a bird, because they generally used the dam of birds as a moth killer instead of naphtha. Seriously. They left it in a box which wouldn't come near a closet that had a smell of blood in it. Anyway, it's bird blood. So what do you do if you need the dam? Because the Torah says you have to cover the dam. To cover the dam, you can't use the dam. So Ketzer was there. What are you going to do? Oh, no, crow, oh, crow. You do a posel shechita, the chira akira, and then there's a chiyuv of kisui. Now, I assume that my lab, but oath, because the normal industrial use of bird blood is the kaboile the dami liyanika. You need it to stop larvae of moths. Lo bechayat, it's talking about a animal blood where I need the blood of a tzvi for making lac. The bright red colored paint was used, they used blood of a chaya. And therefore, how am I going to get that blood? If I do the shechita, I'm going to have to cover the blood. Therefore, the etza is, don't do a shechita. Possible with nechira, but for a bird, that's not an etza. Possible with nechira, and then you won't have to do kisui. Ha-shochet echad bi-ofi shnayim bi-veima ha-shechita tok shera v'ruba shalachat kamol. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ad shishchot et avridi. Chatzi echad bi-ofi, echad v'chatzi bi-veima, shechita tok psula. Rov echad bi-ofi roshayim bi-veima, shechita tok shera. Now, you say ha-shochet. Ha-shochet means b'di-avad. But l'chatchila lo. Can you tell me how much more you can do? Shnayim bi-veima is not enough for you. Ad kama lishchot v'leizo. Well, Ibai Teim, it's a reference to the Echad Be'ov. Or Ibai Seim, it's a reference to the Rubo Shalachat Kamalu. Omer of Kana. Minayin l'shchita shibin ad sabar. Shema v'shachat et ben abakar, which means v'makam sheshach chateyu. Since when does chateyu mean lishta d'chuyehu? Well, it says v'chitei at abayin, or t'chateini bezo, v'etaher. So v'ein lo miznavo. Ah, come on, shach means that it's normally zakuf, and a tail is usually shach v'omedu. Okay, how about its ears? Rabina dama nefesh v'leka. Okay, keep cutting. Karava azel ad dama nefesh. V'tu, shia, drosa, chalot, agroma, ikor, minolan. Ela gemora. So shkita benat safar is also gemora. So krala mai ata. That's enough. The lo l'shava gistra. Raviyemar amar amar krav. Vizavachta, which means we mokom shezav chateyu. My mashmai chateyu is the mitbar udechtiv al tirav al techat. Okay, well, most animals I know have running noses, so maybe it means bichot mokom. I mean zava yedei chitui, not running nose. Okay, this is a zav me'elav. Okay, stab it through the heart. Not to mention shia drosach alada grama ikam inolam ela gemara shkita menat zavar nami gemara. The krala mayata, the lola shavik gistra. The very Rabbi Shmuel Tana, v'shachat, al tekri, v'shachat, al v'sachat, mimokam shesachmu, chateyu, ve'ima milashono, abina dama nefesh v'leka. Okay, keep cutting. Korabazul adama nefesh, v'tu shia drosach aloda agroma v'ikor minolam, ala gemara, shkitem na tzavar nami gemara, krala mayata, the lola shavik gistra. Tana maitfala miyach. The Tanya Rabbi Chiya Omer, Minayin l'shchita min ha-tzavar, Shemar Baruchu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim l'tanitachim, et ha-rosh v'tapadar, shen tabadom et ha-rosh v'tapadar, ma tabadom et ha-rosh v'tapadar, hal ha-rosh v'padar b'chal kol ha-tachim ayu, lo mayatsu, v'shenema v'yvshit et ha-olah v'nitach, en li ala netachim, sh'yesh lam b'chal ha-fshata, the rosh was kvar hutaz. So how do you know I need to be orich? Tabadomar, Et Rosh Vetrigovarach. Now, if we're taking for granted Et Rosh Shekar Hutaz, and that's the only explanation of the pasuk, obviously Shkita is Menatzava. Don't think I didn't notice the Tana Patach Berosh Vapader when we're saying Berosho Pidro. Okay, come on. Minayin Rabot Et Rosh Shekar Hutaz Tabarosh Et Rosh Vetapader. Now, Rosho Pidro Lamali Nivale Kitatani. Minayin the Rosh v'Pader shekod mim lekol ha-nitachin. Talmud lamar Rosh v'et pidro v'arach. Okay, and you slipped by me an extra potter. What was that for? Potter kama, the Kadabach one alomali. That's looking at Tanya. Kitzad se chofet apadera b'et ha-shchita u'ma'aleihu. V'zeh derech kavod shemala. Now another Tanya, hai Tanya mait l'miyoch, the Tanya. Zot torat ha-be'ima va'of. Now that is a joke. Is the Torah shifta be'ima la'of of la'be'ima in our sugya, which is nevelot? Be'ima matama bagama masa, of ena matama bagama masa. Of matama bagama beta b'liya, be'ima ena matama bagama beta b'liya. Okay? So it can't have anything to do with the din of nevela. What it can have to do with is the mirror image of nevela. What can you do to make it not a nevela? That's the point. In other words, what is Zot Torah of the difference between Shechita and Nevela? Beis the Torah Shifta Beima Lov Av La Beima Lomar Lacha Ma Beima B'Shechita Avof B'Shechita. You'll say, if that's the case, Malalam Barov Shnaim Avkan Barov Shnaim Talmud Lomar Zot. Rebbe Eliezer Amar, this is the opposite. Beis the Torah Shifta Beima Lov Av La Beima Lomar Lacha Ma Ofek Shirom Menat Savar Av Beima Shirom Menat Savar, which none of you guys ever figured out before. Imala halami mulorif afkami mulorif damodomar malakin rosho mimolor po velo yavdil rosho shel ze mimolor po vein rosho shel acher mimolorif. So then Rebbe Eliezer Iso to my avivai, well, ilav zot avamina, since an oath can be besimen echad, it says velo yavdil, so av beima besimen echad katav rachwana zot toni bar kapara zot torat beima va of note hitila katuv la of bein beima la dagim. So now, what do I compare it to? L'chayvo b'shnei simanim yevshar, shekvar ukash dagim. On the other hand, the potro b'lo klum, like the dagim yevshar, shekvar ukash l'beima. Haketzad, let us compromise. Hechshero b'siman echad. How do you know this stuff about the dagim, the la b'nei shkitani, n'minola? Ilayim ha-mishum dechtiv ha-tzonu v'akari shachet lehem, imetkod ge'ayam yeasef lehem. Which would mean by Sifa Biyama, except the problem is that in the continuation of that same parsha, it says by Slav, Vayas for the Slav. You're going to tell me, Slav don't eat Shechita. Amr the Potra Balokulum Yev Shashikar Kashuema. Yeah, but Hatam Loktiva Sifa Bokum Shechita Dachrina. Hokaktiva Sifa did as a contrast to the Shechita of the Tzonu Vakar. Dorash Uvergulu Law. Which shows that it was brought, made from Maya. On the other hand, it says, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim min ha'adama, kol chayat ha'sadeh, v'et kol of ha'shamayim, ama mi'arma yivru, omar lo min ha'rakak nivru. Ra'at ha'milav mistaklim b'zeh b'zeh, omar lehem, kashe b'inechem, sh'lechit idai v'bakash, min ha'mayim nivru, lo mevina l'adam, likrot lehem shem, v'yesh amrim b'lashon acher omar lo ta'egmon, v'lashon ha'rishon omar lehem b'talmidah, b'shom d'chtiv al v'yitzar. So it's a reference to the Yitzira min Adama. Omer Rav Yehuda Mishum Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Actually, this whole question is moot because Ein Shechita Lof min HaTorah. Shenomer v'shafach by the din of kisui Adam v'shvicha b'yalma sagi. Yeah, well, it says v'shafach et damo by Chaya also. Chaya yitzut seit Chaya o of asher yachel v'shafach v'chisa. So you're going to tell me the Hakanami it's no Shechita? No, Chaya was Yitzchak shem Tzulei Mekdashim. So, of Nami was Iskish Lebeima, Dichtiv Zotorata Beima Va'ov. Well, but it says Vishafachatamo. So, how do you know? My Chazita, the Shadi Layal Ov, Shadi Achaya? Well, it's Mistavra that it's on the Ov, that was the last thing that it said. O Ov Hashir Yacha, Vishafach, Vishum de Solek Mine, Medve. Hashochet Vinit Nablabiado, I assume means also a bird. Hanocheva Maker, Potur Milachasot. According to you, there ain't Shechita l'of min HaTorah. So how could it say Hanocher? I mean, the Nechira is the act of Shechita. Why doesn't it require Kisui? Oh, we said we're talking about an oath. Mi savarta ba'of? We're not talking about an oath. We're talking about a Chaya. Tashma. Hashochet v'tzorek l'dan. Chayav l'chasot. Ketzaru o se, o nochara, o okra. I assume that my lab, both the Kaboyle Ladame Lianika, Lobachaya, the Kaboyle Ladame Lilaka. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Okay.
Forward.
Here we are, Daf Chof Zayin, starting on Perek Hashechet Baruch Hashem, second Perek, and Chof Zayin Shvat Chof Shin Samar Dali. For all of those of you centuries hence, if you could still make out MP3 files and have been able to convert them, we're still with you. Hashochet Echad Ba'of, Ushnayim Ba'behima, Shechitatot Shira. As we said yesterday, this is a rather strange beginning, because to say, if you shecht one siman and a bird and two simanim and a behemoth, then your shechita is kosher. I mean, what more can you do? I mean, to say it's kosher l'chatchila, you can't tell me. It's only kosher if you did it this way. The Gemara will ask, v'rubo shalachat kamo. When it says to shecht one or two, it's considered to be the equivalent. If you shecht rov, it's also considered to be the equivalent of shechting one or two. One Rubo in an oath, and two Rubam in a behemoth. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, actually, you have to, it's not really enough. Achi yishchotet havridin. You have to cut the arteries leading to the head. And the reason is, as we'll see, is an interesting relationship of dam to shechita. But we've never really spoken about whether dam plays a role in all of this. I must admit, it's a rather strange thing that the shechita should be in terms of simanim that are not really part of the chibur of the brain to the rest of the body. When we talk about the death of the animal, where actually all that's happened is that we've disconnected the head in terms of just functioning, you know, breathing through the nose and being able to eat and so on. How about, I mean, we may not even have touched the circulatory system. What happened about the dam of the behemah and so on? So we'll see that according to Rav Yehuda, it's necessary to actually cut through the carotid arteries so that you should be able to release the dam.
The Veshet
is the esophagus. It doesn't have any blood. No, the kun is the windpipe. The Veshet is the esophagus. Sorry? Can't hear you.
The eating part.
Yes, the eating part. Chatziyek ado, if you shecht only a half of a siman in a bird, or one and a half simanim in a behema, the shechita is posel. Rodach ado, rov shnayim bebehema, shechitato kshera. Now, of course, this is completely repetitive. The Gemara is going to ask, well, we just said that. I mean, what are you? You're not even spelling out anything new. You're just saying what it said in the Eurasia. Says the Gemara, when you say Hashochet, we've already seen that Hashochet is a Lashon De'avad. If you did it this way, then it's okay. So that means De'avad in L'chatchila lo. Can you explain to me how much more you could do? Shnayim Baveima L'chatchila lo? It's not enough to have Shnayim Baveima. Ad Kama Lishkot V'lezla. How much you continue to post the Shat? I mean, are we talking about alien animals over here that have other things? What does it mean? Ibrahim Sema, one way of understanding it is that it's going on Echad Ba'of. And that indeed there is a mitzvah l'chatchila to shech both simanim. Rashi learns that this would be a midrabanan in order to avoid the accidental not cutting enough a ruba the echad. So this way the rabbanan will mechayev you to shech two, so that at least you'll be able to be 100% sure that you got one barov. If you're going to keep shechting to get deeper, you're for sure going to cut one. V'yibayseima ruba shalachat kamo. Or it could be referring to the fact that ruba shalachat kamo subsequently defines the nature of the first statement. Hashochet echad b'behema v'shnayim, echad b'shnayim b'behema, in meaning including ruba shalachat kamo. Now I want you to know,
That's only b'di'avad. That's what it's saying. So ha'shochet, if you're going to rely on rubo shalach ha'tzamu, it's only b'di'avad. There seems to be a machlokas rishonim whether there's a getter in l'chatzchila and b'di'avad in the Torah. In other words, is this bedakka mid rabbanan, which the way Rashi seems to learn this entire thing is a rabbanan in order to avoid the mistake of not doing the wrong, or there's Rashi earlier that apparently the two dinim are unrelated. In other words, there's a mitzvah of shechita, it's the shechita siman. We have in addition, we have a lot of rov. So that you should consider to have shechita the siman if you did it wrong, but that's not the definition of the mitzvah shechita. In which case you can actually distinguish perhaps in the Diraisa between a lechatzchila and a b'di'avad in this case. It's not muskam. Yeah, but it's not what you're supposed to shech. It just tells you that it's the equivalent of. Like what the mitzvah that the Torah told me to do was cut through the siman. They're saying I can also do the equivalent because of a general halacha. No. Okay, I think we'll see more references b'remiza to the question of the relationship of Rubo Shalachet Kamo Lagabe Shechita. By the way, you will recall, I am sure, that we had the question whether Rubo Shalachet Kamo has a special din Lagabe Shechita because of this review that's been earlier. Right? Remember, the Gemara says, B'chol Rubo the Alma is going to be Dafka going like Rav Yehuda. Does that make sense? No. Ana Rubo the Shechita Ka'amina. So in other words, there is, and we'll see there's even a remez in the Pasuk, in a notrik, and in the Pasuk, Ruba Shalachet Kamo. So it's not so poshut that the halacha of Shechita would actually, we could be satisfied with the new Ruba Shalachet Kamo. In exactly the same way, obviously we're not going to be satisfied that the Torah says take an esrog, Ruba Shalachet Kamo. No, even without the pagam, and there's a shayla, is that an esrog, or... And so, in other words, there's issues as to what you can utilize Rov for. Can you say, for instance, this is an interesting question. You have Rov of a minion. Six people who didn't daven, right? So, you can use that as a minion. How about just taking six people and saying, Ruva Shalachet Kamo? We have Rov of a minion, and now I have a minion. What's the difference between having 10 people out of which six daven? And having six people and saying, I have Rov of a minion? That's a very tantalizing question, right? So the whole point is, this the acronym speak out, is that Rov doesn't create anything. Rov just defines what there is. In other words, I have 10 people. Yeah, now the Shiloh is this a minion that it's kosher to use because Rov has a problem? But I can't create the 10 out of a Rov. The Rov doesn't create. It just defines the status of what is there. Okay, so that's the question. Now you can understand that when it comes to Shechita, it's not so partial how the Rov would work. If indeed it's just, okay, so it's as if I shech the whole, but if I define the mitzvah of Shechita in a particular way, is it just that I'm relying on a general Rov in the Torah? That's called the Rov. Okay, so that's really a subject of the Rishonim over here, whether this might be a D'oraisa. In any event, what's interesting is that Lahalacha, according, Lahalacha Mamish, or it was according to Ramah, we passed in both of these. Now, both of these Ibai Zemas. Turn that off, please. Both of the Ibai Zemas, that Rubo shall echot kamo, is only b'di'avan, and Rov, and rather Shnaim, is necessary ba'ot, not echot ba'ot, even though in the Rif it's mashbar, that we will only pass in one of them. But we are machmer lechatchila to do it this way. You have to shecht all of it. Omer Rav Kahana, minayin l'shchita shehi min hatzavar. Says Rav Kahana, how do I know that shchita is done from the neck? Well, if you analyze the word v'shachat et ben habakar, then I understand that that means mimakom sheshach chat, meaning from the place where the animal bends. So chateyu. Now chateyu has two meanings. Chateyu is a lashon of cleaning out. Tichateini be'ezov be'etaher. Right? But chateyu is also a lashon of hechsher. Prepare. Now, this is the first time that we've noticed that there might be a connection to dam, because chateyu, in the sense of cleaning out, would mean let the dam of it come out from the place where it bends. And because there's two possibilities here, the Gemara actually has rayas now from the Bimai. The High Chateo Lishda Dechia has two girsos in these rayas. How do we know that Chateo is a Lishda Dechuye? Now Dechuye means to clean out. So that would be one approach, and Rashi brings it. And according to this, to that approach, the Lashon is Dechuye. The other way, however, if Chateo means Hechsher, then the correct word here is Achshure, not Dechuye. So there were two girsos here. Both of them, Lamaisa, work very well with the Rayas. The Vichite et Habayit, which is to be marched, meant higher, and also is to let out all of the tumor from it. Clean it out. Vigoisemimacha, Techateini Bezo, means to be marched, means an Adon, you know, has Kaptora, or also means clean out my sins. So both are true. Techateini Bezo, Ve'etaher. Now, it says over here from the place where it bends, you know, bends its neck, and also bends its tail. So, I mean, maybe you should cut the tail. Ve'ema miznavo. Maybe cut off the tail. Well, good, that's going to do, you know. The Gemara is taking into consideration, as we'll see later on, it just means start at the tail. You know, and then you'll keep going. No, says the Gemara. It says, mimokom sheshach. Chateo, Sheshach, Nichlal Shezakuf, you know what I mean? Sheshach means that it bends. Not that it stays bent naturally, it starts bent. Tail is always bent. You have to go out of your way to lift up a tail. But here we're talking about a head. A head is stays up. So the bema can be shach. Okay, fine. So maybe its ears. You can bend down its ears. Get them out of the way. Tuck down its ears. So there's such a thing as bending. You bend the ears. Maybe you should cut off the ear. But how can you cut off an ear? What good is that? I mean, that's what Mike Tyson does. I mean, how does that get the dama nefesh? We're talking about over here the gabei korbanos, right? Damo benafsho, v'aninatati v'chem al hamizbeach. Where's the damo benafsho al hamizbeach that's going to come out of biting off some animal's ears? The aim of the carnival is your adama. What do you mean? It doesn't say the blood has to come from the ears. And it says that you start doing the mice of shita from the ears, and you keep cutting until you get to a place where you're going to get some blood. I mean, if this is your only raya from the place where it bends, maybe that's where it bends. The soup, and besides, I mean, come on, let's be serious about this. I mean, when you're telling me we're supposed to find the dinim of Shechita in the Torah, I mean, what, and the details of Shechita, you're going to know, Shehiyah, you'll know, Drasi, you know, Chalada, you'll know, Agrona, you'll know, Ikor, you'll know, you don't know anything, Minolam. Now, look at Mara, the whole thing is a definition of Halakha L'Mesh Misinai, what is considered to be the word Vizabachta. So far, it's a Shechita in a Tzavar Nami, Gemara. So, if I already know the details of how to do a shechita, I mean, well, obviously I know what I'm supposed to do with shechita includes the place where I'm supposed to shech, no? The Kuala Mai Asa. So what indeed then is the meaning of this pasuk? We're darshing vishachat. What's the sense of it? The relationship of chateyu to the shecha and so on. The pasuk, in fact, of the whole idea of the shachat, you say it, don't talk about it, b'chlal, delo l'shav yagistra. What it's coming to tell me is not to make it a gistra. We already said that the word gistra is to cut through all the way. In other words, don't cut through the spinal cord. Now, there's a number of different ways to understand this. One way to understand it is that all that it's saying is you don't have to cut through the spinal cord. But that's not what it's marsh, but the Lola Shavi Gistra seems to be saying you're not allowed to. And in fact, there is the many shitas, especially the shita of the Rajma, that if you would cut through the spinal cord, then the shita would be possible. Why is that? Because, and this ties in very much Losh of Chateo in terms of clean it out, because what happens is if you'll do that, you'll shut down the heart. You shut down the heart, you won't be able to get the blood out. If you don't get the blood out, then the behemoth, either the pshat is, again, this is a question how far to go with this, either the pshat is that that's a pagam in the etzem shchita, because shchita includes chateyu, to clean it out of its dam, and you shecht it in a way to make sure that the dam would remain pooled in the body, in which case it would be stuck in the evorim, Or it's just simply a logistical question. How are you going to be able to eat it if the dam is there? Now, that's the question. Whether or not it's okay, but I'll get a melisa, so I know I can get it out. So it would be okay. The lemaisa, we end up lahalacha and saying we don't eat such an animal. But however, it's also true lahalacha. We certainly recognize that that's a chumrah. In other words, let's say I would do such a thing to a chaya. They say, oh, so the shechita is possible. I don't have to do kisui adam. No, that we don't say. You do have to do kisui adam. So in other words, we are makbid on this lahalacha, even bidyavad, that we won't eat such an animal. But lomaisa view it as a chumrah.
If the animal was tested and immediately used another knife to cut the spinal cord, would that come into the same heading?
Yeah, same thing. Mm-hmm. As long as it's petoch the shear, it would have been shehiya.
So if you were to wait 2 seconds?
Right, it's after the shear of shehiya, then not anyone. Mm-hmm. Fine. That's an interesting approach. So the Rashi has yet another approach. The other approach being the lola shavya distra is a remiss to drisa. Lola shavya distra does not mean, says Rashi, that you can continue cutting with a back and forth motion the way you do shchita. But lola shavya distra means not to cut the neck in such a way that you're going to end up cutting through the spinal cord. Meaning that you give it such a whack, even though your knife is moving at the same time, and it's an angular whack, so that you can't say, I moved. What do you mean? I moved. The knife was moving. It was just like a really solid, hard shechita, so that it went all the way through the neck in one swing. Right? No, but not a chop. A swing that included moving the knife across. Now, the question over here is that the relationship of the impact, and it's the downward movement, to the pulling movement was such that I wouldn't have been able to stop and I would have cut off the neck the way I cut a pumpkin top, says Rashi. I cut a pumpkin through. Even if I cut it with a swinging motion, that's considered to be still drisa. So the point of the lola shavya gistra means don't take the type of movement that is not under your control any longer and cuts through the whole thing. It has to be the slow back and forth movement. But then, okay, then we don't have any as long as you're moving back and forth.
Potential versus actual.
Sort of. You have a tendency, if you'll pardon my saying so, of defining things in a way that is true in one particular sense and is very attractive in terms of an abstraction, but serves to cloud what the real issue is. That's a dangerous statement, because, I mean, it has implications that aren't really accurate. I mean, that's the scientist in you. All right. Now, the other approach over here is Rav Yemar Amar. Amar Krav Vizavachta. Let's learn how to the pasuk Vizavachta. Vizavachta means Mimakom Shezav, from the place where it flows. So now, okay, so that's going to do a lot of bleeding. The best place to do that would be in the neck, chateu. Again, that would mean cut through. So you might write chateu, lishna demitbarhu. How do I know then that the chateu, to break a thing from the place in which it is being zav, deksiv al tirav al techat. So chat, shachat, would be similar to chat. I mean, so maybe that means cut off its nose, because it always has a runny nose. I mean, it just says over here, B'vakum Shazab, it doesn't say bleeds, it says it runs. So run would mean a runny nose. So cut off the cut off the nose of the animal, and there you go. That's a kosher shechita. No, Zava Yidei Chitui Binan. It doesn't mean it runs by itself. Noses run on their own. Over here it's saying the makom shezav chateyu, that the reason it's being zav is through the chitui itself. V'hai zav me'elavu, but noses run without even being cut. V'ema milivo, so and the best place to get blood is go straight to the heart. So maybe it means you should stab it in its heart. V'zavata, get all that blood. V'sushi, yeh grasa chalada agrama v'inka v'yala. Where does it say all those things? I mean, you're going to find, you want to define shechita from the Torah, you're going to find each one of these dinim in the Torah somewhere? Ela Gemara, you have to admit clearly that it's a Kabbalah, it's a shechita min hatzavah, not a Gemara. What then is the pasuk? The lola shavya gistra, so one man Yomar learns that idea from Zav Chat, and the other one learns that from Shach Chat. The way Rabbi Yishmael Tana v'shachat Al tikre v'shakat ela v'sakat. You'll notice that the two letters, shin and sin, obviously being indistinguishable when they say the letter, must have the same meaning on some level, and therefore we do this constantly. We see that there's an innate connection between the two, and are always doresh sechita from the lashon shechita, or a lashon of sach from shach, which would mean that from the place where the animal speaks, that's its neck, that's where it should be cut. Okay, so maybe that means cut out its tongue. Ne'ema milashono. Well, maybe even dam ha-nefesh v'lechem. How are you going to get dam ha-nefesh, the dam of the nefesh yichaper, from cutting off a tongue? No, I mean to start at the tongue and karav ha-azil ha-dam ha-nefesh. V'su she'yir drosa chavod ha-grama v'yikor minola ela gimara. So you'll say, Shechita min ha-tzavra, therefore it's also a gimara. What's the problem? Krola mayata delola shavya gistra. You're too, it's the same pasuk. But the darshan, because this time the darshan gets sach instead of shach. Same idea. Now all of this is, you'll notice, these were all amun.
What does it mean?
Gemara means it's a Kabbalah. It's a little Kabbalah. We were taught this. The Tana Maisalamihach. Now these were all amuroyim, but the Tana learns it actually from a completely different mokers we see in the Brisa, the Tanya. Rabbi Chiya Omer, minayin l'shchita min hatzabar. Sheneemar v'orchu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim et ha-netachim. That's all very nice, but why does it mention separately et harosh ve'et ha-pader? Well, what's the pshat, et harosh ve'et ha-pader? I mean, so just say, I'm tachim, she'in tam v'dom et harosh ve'et ha-pader. Ma tam v'domar et harosh ve'et ha-pader? Ma'al harosh u'pader, b'chlau kol ha-netachim ha-yim. Lama yatsu. They're also netachim of the oil, so why do I have to mention them separately? Why mention them? The fish, and them are the yivshit et ha-ola v'nitach u'tal netachim. And the elanitachim sheyeshdan bichlal hafshata minayin l'rabot et harosh shekvar hutaz. Since it says that the neticha is involved in the hafshata, in which case I might think neticha means the cutting up of the animal, and hafshata is taken off of the skin of the animal. So now the rosh, which was already removed from the body. Why was I already moved? Because I cut through both simonim, and the rest isn't important. I cut through both simonim already. So over there, it's not included in hefshet. I don't skin the head. In which case, how do I know that I should bring it at all? Maybe, in fact, since it doesn't follow in the logic of the pasuk, v'itach otal ha-netachea, and then v'ikrivat ha-netachim, so this is that part of the netachea that I did the hefshet on, and I don't bring it at all. The mice, I end up bringing the head without hafshata, correct? There's no, I bring as we brought from the pasuk, even the hair on the, in the beard of the tayash, so in other words, as long as it's still connected, that entire thing is put on the mizbeach. So if I need a pasuk to tell me that, I mean, what do I mean, ha-rosh ha-kvarutas? Talmud lomar et roshav et pidro v'arach. Take the head, take the father, and be marked on the mizbeach. Now, minikronat ha-rosh ha-kvarutas, if I need a pasuk to talk about a head that was already detached, I mean, obviously, it was detached from shechita. So, mikhval de shechita min ha-tzavar. How else did it get detached? Who talked about detaching a head? So the pasuk has to address separately the head. It means that indeed the head is not connected to the rest of the body here. That proves that the shechita needed to have been done through the neck. Actually, Tosfos points out that it doesn't really prove that it's through the neck. It just proves it's at the head. Maybe it's the back of the head. I mean, we're not bringing a riot to that. You just ask, where's the makam? The makam, essentially, don't talk to me about noses and ears and tails and so on and so forth. The head is the issue. Now we talk about everything else.
But it came from the rest?
Yeah, this part that it's a rosh.
Why are we saying that it's cut? I mean,
we said this many times, that the definition of the chibur is the kana neveshet. So now, the shaila is that the Tana, if you look carefully, is contradicting himself. He asked, why do I need the pasuk of Varchu b'nei Aaron v'netachim et harosh v'et hapader? And then, when he says, well, I'll tell you why. because Talmud Lomar et Rosho ve'et Pidro ve'arak, which is a different pasuk. And you started saying we need one pasuk, and you end, and that's why the Torah says a different pasuk. So exactly how did the Tana Fatach Barosh Vapada and Mesayim Barosho Pidro? You brought the wrong pasuk to answer your question. No, this is just a remez. Correctly, to understand the Brisa. The Talmud Lomar, the reader's own intelligence, supplies. If I ask you, why does it say Atarosh Vatapadr? I have to sit here like an idiot and say, and that's why it says Atarosh Vatapadr. I just told you why it says Atarosh Vatapadr. Talmud Lomar, fill in the rest. Now, I've got another issue I want to discuss. What about Et Roshovet Yidro V'Arach? So the Tana is moving on ahead over here. Okay? So this is the way to understand it. So therefore, Talmud Lomar, you stick in the words. Et HaRosh V'Tapadr. Fine. Rosho U'Pidro V'Arach. Lomeli. Now, why do I need that next part about Rosho U'Pidro? And that's for something else. Before I let the kid a time. Minayin L'Rosh V'Pada Shekodmim L'Kol HaNetachim. How do I know that the Rosh and the Pada come first? Because it says, Et Rosho V'Et Pidro V'Arach. Take the Rosh and the Pada and go and then do the Aricha of the other Eivarim. Which proves that that is the Seder of the Hakrava. Now, this is all very nice, except that it has not addressed why the Torah had to mention Et HaRosh V'Et HaPada. Et HaRosh, yes. The Rosh Shekvar Hutaz. Why the Pada? We never talked about that. You told me the Rosh Shovet Pidro, the second one comes to tell me the order. Okay, fine. Rosh, Pada, Eivorim. But what was the first Pada for? Et HaRosh V'et HaPada. That's a good question. It's a Machlokas Rishonim. Some learn that the Pada is from the words Lahafrid, that which separates, as in Frodo. So in other words, the part that comes, the membrane, that holds the we talked about before, all of the fats off of the Eivarim, it's underneath that's called the Pada. Others learn the Pada is just a general reference to all of the Chelev, and that it includes, on the Chiyav is to bring all of the Chelev as it's attached to that membrane. So it's the main membrane that runs across the abdomen, which has the fats now attached to it, lightly. That's the Pada. But as far as what the technical term is, there it's actually a Machlokas Rishonim. The Ramban brings that here. It's larger, no, it's along the chest. No, nowhere near the head. It's the Chazet. It's along the innards. It's across the innards. It's across
the Rosh of the Pader.
They're not connected. The Rosh of the Pader, nowhere, are not near each other.
That's the Rai that you got to cut the head off, basically.
No, Rosh was, not Pada. So that's what we're asking. What's the Pada doing here? Bishleim, in the second part, we're talking about the Seder in which I bring it to the Mizbeach, then I know what it's doing here. I mean, it could have said his tail, it's HaRosh V'et HaZanav, but whatever the Seder is, that's how the Pasuk would have said it. But in the first Pasuk where it wasn't talking about the Seder, why did it say it? Well, there's some kind of connection between the head and the Pada. What's the connection between the head and the Pada? So therefore, es the Gemara, Pada Kama, because of Achon Olamali, what was that first Pada that went together with the Rosh? What was that for? That indeed does imply that there is some fundamental connection between the Rosh and the Pada. Not a physical connection, but a connection that you are mechuyav to create. And that's the Yivayla Kitatanya. Ketzadu Ose, how do you bring up the Rosh? Chofe et ha-pader al beit ha-shkita u-ma'alehim. You don't bring up a severed head, which is disgusting, to the Mizbeach. I mean, that's the kind of thing that Suleiman used to throw at people. No, you're bringing up a severed head to there's a Christmas dinner with a boar. I mean, what? It's disgusting. So what you do is you cover the beit ha-shkita with the pader. So then now, essentially, you have a combination of Rosh Vapada. So the Pada is linked to the head, in that it's Derech Kovat Shomal. The Zero, your Chofa, the Pada al Beit HaShkita, you cover the severed area with the Pada. The Zero, Derech Kovat Shomal. And this is more of an honorable way of bringing up the head of the Mizbeach. So indeed, there's two different dionysians. One has to do with the Seder HaAloha, and one has to do with how are the two interrelated? They're indeed interrelated. Now, there's Shechita min atzavar that we saw in from one Tana is from the din of the separation, the parosha kvar hutaz. There's another brisa that has a different marker to it, the time. Zot Torah ha-behima va'of. When the Torah says, Zot Torah ha-behima va'of, what does that mean? As if they're the same. V'chibayza Torah shifta behima la'of of la'behima. In terms of what? In terms of what do we have a behima and an of being the same? I mean, a behima, there we're talking about tuma. Behima is matamba v'bag v'masa. An oath is not matame magamaras, it's only matame with when you swallow it. So oath ain't no matame magamaras. On the other hand, the oath has a fantastic new din of tuna. That's an oath is matame the gardener face ablia. When you're swallowing a piece of it, you're matame even the clothing that you wear. Well, there's no such thing by a behema. Behema ain't a matame the gardener face ablia. If somebody takes something and puts it in your mouth, so you're never again. It's not going to be matame you from the inside. Can't be a time of person from the inside. So then what is the Torah saying? Beis HaTorah, Shiftah Beima, Lo'of Ov Lo'beima. Lomar Lecha, to teach you that Ma Beima B'Shchita, Av Ov B'Shchita. So the din, therefore, must be that just like a Beima is given that it's B'Shchita, so too the Ov has to be B'Shchita even though it never uses the word B'Shachat, unless it was a Ben Abakar. I mean, who's to say that an oath requires shkita? This is where we learn it from. Imala halan berov shnayim, afkan berov shnayim. So then you might say, if that's the case, then I should have to shecht a bird the way I shecht a behema. Because we saw harosha kvar utaz, that means that it's not connected at all. That must be in both simonim. Tamud lomar zot. Meaning, this and only this. I was limiting the limud to one particular area. Now, so far we have not seen where the Tan is Maisel Amiyocha. This isn't the raya that you need Shechita. This is building on our previous assumption that the Behema needs Shechita, and therefore to give the Oath needs Shechita. Ah, the Tan of Maisel Amiyocha is this, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. I'll tell you, Be'ezo Torah Shita Behema La'ov Oath La'Behema. Lomar Lecha, Ma Ofech She'ro Menat Sabar. Just like the bird is a given, it says, Beferish Umolak. It says b'feres to be malalak mulofo, right? So it has to be done. Minat savar. Therefore, too, abeima is a chira minat savar. I say, if that's the case, so then malahalan mi mulaoref, afkan mi mulaoref, then the way to do shkita is from the back of the neck, not from the front of the neck. Tamud omar umalaket rosho mi mulorpo v'lo yavdil. Rosho means rosho shazeh mi mulorpo. So therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, the remez in Rosho by the bird is to tell me that only the head of the bird is done from the back. And the Zot Torah, Zot Torah, that comes to tell me that in terms of generally the neck, as opposed to any other part of the body, that's true of the Behema as well. Where on the neck, not the back of the neck. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, why does it say Zot? What is it limiting when it says Zot? My Abedle. Because Elav Zot, don't you see? If it wouldn't be for Zot, I would have said, look, we're learning it out from Malak Mimular Po by the Chathas Of, where it says Velo Yavdil, that you only can check one simon. So I would have said, Ma Of B'Siman Echad, just like the bird over there in the Malik is a reference to one simon, Sa'af Kan by the Behema also is B'Siman Echad, Afimah B'Siman Echad, Katav Rachmana Zot. Let's not go overboard in our comparison to a bird. Zot, one element is to be compared, but not all the way. Tani bar kapora. Notice the way that the Torah introduces, and it's talking about the relationship of the various, it's a whole list that we go through here. What animals are kosher, what birds are kosher, what fish are kosher, what animals that live in the yam are kosher, right? And then we talk about Zot, Torah, Tabeima, Va'ov, and we talk about the dinim of Dagim, and so on. So, Yitilah, Katuv, Va'ov, Bein, Beima, Dagim. Note that the Torah sticks in the dinim of Ofot between the mention of Beima and fish. Now, what that means is that a bird is a compromise between an animal and a fish. So l'chaivo b'shnei simanim. What do you say? You should need that it should be the same as the bema, which is yevsha. Shekaru kash l'dagim. We compare it here to fish. So it can't be chayav like a behema. But on the other hand, l'fotrobo lo klum, to say that it's entirely a fish. And it doesn't require any shchit at all. Yevsha. Shekaru kash l'dagima. Because it's also similar to behema, it does need shchit. Our case said, what then is the solution? Hechshero b'siman echad. It's a compromise.
What, fish don't have blood, so you could compare it, like maybe not let all the blood, for example?
No. Okay. Simen.
How do you know the dagim don't have shchita?
Oh, now you will remember, since you were the one who was machadish this limud in the entire next piece of Gemara, earlier on in the Masechta, we had the conversation of this sugya, and I told you we're going to get to it. We've gotten to it. Dagim the lav b'nei shchita ninu minala. And how do we know that the dim don't need shchit? Even when we shouldn't have seen Hatzonu Bakar Yishachet Lehem, in a called the Gei Hayam Yehaseif Lehem. The implication being that all you need for the Gei Hayam is Asifa. You need only to gather them up, and you can eat them as is, without further ado. So then the Asifa B'Alma Sagar would be enough just to Asifa. So you could say the same thing as our president asked by the Slav. It says by the Slava, yes, for that Slav. They gathered together the Slavs. So that means now birds don't eat shchita.
Is that
going to
mean anything?
No, yeah, you could swallow. You could swallow goldfish.
One by one.
Yeah, except for the question. In other words, we don't need shchita. It's interesting. There's a lot of discussion about whether the Asifa has particular significance. But if you're wondering about that old college business about, you know, how many goldfish, things like that, so we'll talk about
it. Ever
talk
about
no, but we're going to get to it. We'll talk about it later. So, hachinani, the lav b'shchita, so then you should say the same thing about birds? But I thought you just said, oh, I'm with the photo below Kumi Yavshar. You said, you can't not shech the bird. Shekvaru kash l'behima. So then, asifa, obviously, does not mean without shchita necessarily. Nah, so you know, what kind of comparison? The inyan of Hatzonu Bakar Yishachet Lehem, or it's called the Geayam Yaseit Lehem, it's comparing two things in the context of Shechita. If you're going to talk about Hatzonu Bakar Yishachet, and then you want to talk about Dagim, if Dagim were Chayav and Shechita, it could have said Hatzonu Bakar Badagim, but instead it changes its Russian, Hatzonu Bakar Yishachet. Imet called the Geayam Yaseit. The Talmud got the word Shechita would have been inappropriate to use for the Dagim. Therefore, you see, by the Slav, it's not coming to address the Heter. It's not talking about one thing with Shechita, something else with Basim. It's just saying that you could stick out your hand and collect the Slav. What you do to it, whatever, Shechita, I don't know, whatever you got to do, you do. But here, the pasuk is bedavka contrasting dogim, which are about tzifa, to the shchita of the tzonu bakar. Dorash over Gililah, the magid in the Galil, say he was derish like this. Beimash nivreit ben hayabasha, animals that were created from the dry land have a lot of solid life to them. We see, according to what says in the Mice of Bereshis, that it's a Totsi Oretz, and it's Min Adama. Okay. So, Akshay B'Shnei Simon, Dagim Shenivru Min Amayim, Yishrutu Amayim. Yeah, water. Dagim are just like the form of water. That's true, Mamish Lalacha. You can go into the mikveh and Dagim. You can take a tefillah in a mikveh that's made out of dagim.
Which one? Are
they part of the 46?
Yes, they're part of the 46.
As long as they're not
fried. Fish. Why? Yeah, dagim or water.
Yeah,
40. Swimming with the dolphin. 40 dogs dragging.
Kosher.
Not celery, right? Kosher makes sense. You know, it's interesting. My father, that's out, was not allowed to be tayvo because he had a eardrum that, you know, had been punctured and never healed up. So the doctor said you can't get it underwater. So it was a big problem. So how did he go to the mikveh? So what he did was he stuck a fish in his ear.
Wow.
I mean, it was an easy fish, a sponge. A natural sponge. He bought sponge, closed up his ear, and let him go into the mikveh. A sponge is a fish. Quick, fast dunk, and swipe. It wasn't easy to get real sponge. Now it's very popular, natural sponge. A sponge is an animal. It's a strange kind of animal. It's a colony that looks like an animal. Natural sponge you can buy. Yeah, go to a health store.
That would be an interesting to go to the
sponge. You know, water something that goldfish. So anyway, so the behemoth was created from the abasha. It has a lot of light. Dugim are created from water. We don't need to do anything. But an oaf who is midway, because we find that, as we'll see later on, we find that in one place it talks about the oaf coming from the water, and in the other place it says al ha'adama. So apparently it was both from the Abasha and from the Mayim, so it represents midway development between fish and animals. So there, it's midway in terms of its action. So Oaf Shnivra min ha'raket. So it comes from the rakak, the primal mud. Hechshero b'siman echad. Omer b'shmo kapotka. Teda, I'll prove to you that it's a middle stage of evolution. Shari ofot yeshlam kaskeset b'ragleim kedagim. You notice that they still have scales on their feet. What are they doing with scales on their feet? That must be a leftover from the development of fish. The fish skin was scaled, so the bird leg is still has those scales on it.
Vestigial.
Wait, is that implying intermediate?
No, it says it's in middle. It's in middle stage.
Middle stage or middle type.
Whatever you like. If your creation is it's a middle type. The Yotshala. Furthermore, there were a lot of conversations where this Roman Contricon, his name was, because he was Mikanter all the time. He was trying to find problems. They called him Contricon. Probably his name was Contricus or something. So Rashi learns this is one of the things that Contricon asked Rabbi Gamliel. Tosfos learns it's one of the things that he asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because the Od Shalo is a lashon over here. It says when it comes to Rabbi Gamliel, it's always bo bayom. That was that whole day when they threw him out with Elizabeth Azariah, this point of the Nazi. That was a unique issue. Whereas the mice with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it was a constant interchange with this country. And that's what the reference is to here. Another question that he asked him was as follows. The Bible obviously has got a lot of problems in editorship. Because one pasuk says, Vayomer Elohim, Yishutsu Hamayim Sheretz Nefesh Chayav, the oath Yov faith. Now I read that as saying that the oath came from the water. It says, Yishutsu Hamayim, Alma Mimaya Hebrew. Now on the other hand, it says, in the other Bereshits, Vayitza Hashem Elohim Mina Adama, Kol Chayat HaSadeh. That's called Of HaShamayim, which shows that birds were created from the Adama. How do you explain that one? Omar Lo, so he says, what's the problem? Water and earth together equals mud. And so birds came out of the ooze. What kind of weird answer is that? So he says, no, what's your problem? Kasher b'nechem shedachit it ayvi b'kash. Well, you don't like it that I should just answer this guy in a way that makes the whole thing look stupid. I didn't have a serious conversation with this guy. He wants to ask me dumb questions, I give him dumb answers. The real reason you want to know? The real pshat is like this. Min ha'mayim nivru. Birds come from water. The pasuk is not meant to be read by Yitzhak Shemotim min ha'adama kol chayav ha'sevet kol of ha'shamayim for heaven's sakes. You have to see the pasuk in context. What does it say? Vayitzah Hashem Elokim min ha'adama kol chayat ha'sedeh. Ve'et kol of ha'shamayim v'yevim el adam yirot ma'i kramo. The pasuk is talking about bringing these things to the Adam, to name. It's not giving you the background information on the Yetzirah of Ophes. The Vayitzah was a reference. The first part of the pasuk was the only of the chayat ha'sedeh. And therefore, lama hebiyan el adam likrot lahem shem. That's interesting. Yeshu mean beloshim acher amar lo to hegemon. Some say actually that was the dumb answer that he gave to the hegemon, and to his talmidim he said the truth is that they're from the ooze, and the reason is mishum dechsiv al vayitze. That is when it says vayitze Hashem Elokim min ha'adama. The et kolof hashamayim. You can't say that the et kolof hashamayim is only a reference to the latter part of the pasuk to bring them to the adam, and not to the first part that the vayitzer is going both on the chaya and on the ofas. Therefore, it is saying that there were elements of adama that were involved in the creation of ofas. Omar Rebbe Yehuda Mishum Rebbe Yitzchak Ben Pitzvis. Ein shkita la'of min ha'Torah. All of this discussion is very interesting, but there is no din of shkita. When it's said before Zot Torah, it's not coming to tell me that the same way, like you, with the Tana, the first Tana said, the same way that Behiman eats shkita, so too of eats shkita. On the contrary, the raya over there is from Malika to shkita. That shkita is min ha'tzava the way Malika is. Not only that, we have no Kabbalah even that there's shkita la'of min ha'Torah. It's all of the Rabbanan. It's not even Halacha Moshe Sinai. The truth is that a bird does not require anything but cutting the simonim. Obviously, a bird needs some heter, otherwise there'd be no concept of nivlat ha'oz, right? Now, how could the bird be in a bela? If you're telling me it doesn't need hatcher, then it's not sure to be in a bela. However, it died. So you can't just let it die. You can't kill it by cutting out its heart. There is still a din of simonim, as we see by Malika. But the act that's matir, those simonim could be anything. You want to stab it, whatever you do.
This fish doesn't know
it. No, of course not. By the way, I'm glad you asked that. There's a question as to whether the dogim were named by Adam. Because it doesn't say over, it just says the birds and the animals. It doesn't say anything about the fish. Tosis much later on, discusses the issue about whether there were actual names of Dachim. But what's interesting is, if you take a look, nowhere in Tanakh are Dachim given names. They're not given personal names. Other than the Taninim Adolim, which is a different act of Yetzirah, and that's a whole different issue, the Taninim. But Dachim aren't given names. Mashma, that indeed the names are just names. We both have done. I mean, this place calls it this, this place calls it this. But fundamental names, in terms of Lashon HaKodesh, we don't find. For Dagim. Yes, sir.
You said Malika is kosher, the kind to eat after Malika?
Of course.
Okay,
they can. They have to.
Right. My question is, the heart is stuck because we've gone through the spine and the blood hasn't been able to get out. How do we get through that?
I don't know. It's a good question. Atzmah shakadam. You put him into shock, like the Gemara discussion before about Malika. After he's dead, you're going to keep checking him. Could be that you need Rovbasa.
So the blood issue with the heart?
Apparently you need Rovbasa to stop everything. And I can't tell you why that would be true. But as included in the question we asked before, after he's dead, you're going to do Malika. Yeah. The truth is, I should have mentioned the reason that Rabbi Yehuda says actually shchotat avridim. I did mention that clearly is an issue getting out the blood, which I did mention. Okay, that in fact, as Moshe Baruch is bringing up, we'll see in the Gemara, is a special din about birds. The reason being because a bird is generally kept whole. Because an animal is cut up. If we cut it up, then we understand we can we can get the blood out, but if you keep it whole, how are you going to ever get the blood out if it pools in the body? Yes, continues the Gemara like this.
The blood that left the side that traveled or in the veins or something. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, the assumption is that it will come out the pool. Why? Shenamar b'shafach. The Torah says b'shafach et adam. That means b'shvich of the homicide. All you need to do is pour the blood out. And that would be enough. Wait a second. But it says b'shafach an achai also. B'shafach t'tomo, b'shisit t'tomo. I mean, it's the same parasha. Kisui adam. That's where it says it. So I say, what's the difference between a chaya and a bird? So you're going to tell me now if I want to eat a deer, I don't have to shuck it? It's a chaya nami? No. Chaya, these kishlup sileam of dashim. I mean, the Torah talks about kitzvi v'chayal, right? So it means you have to treat the tzvi v'chayal the way you would treat the korban. No, if that's the case, ot nami is kishlup eima? You could say, and what about it? The posuk that says, zot torata be'ima va'ot? So then in the same way that Tzviva Ayala compared to the other behemoths, Oak is compared to behemoths. If you're going to be willing to say that Tzviva Ayala requires Shkita, even though it says B'Shafach, so then you should say that an Oak is Chayav Shkita, even though it says B'Shafach. How do you explain that? Well, I mean, you can't say that. Because, I mean, Oak, it says, B'Ferish B'Shafach Adam Oak. I understand. That was my question. It says that by the behemoth also. You're running around in circles. How do you know that when it says it's not referring to the chaya? Now, mistavra mishum the solik mine. It doesn't make sense. It says, oh, asher yeachel v'shapaka damo. I'm asking you, which one is more reasonable? That's going on the chaya, that's going on the oath. And notice the lashon zachar on the chaya, the chorov yalashon akeva. So it makes sense to say that the B'Shafach is a reference to the Shmichas Dam Ha'ov. Mason. HaShochet V'Nitnabla B'Yado. Now we saw before, somebody's doing a Maisa Shchita, and he turns it into Nabela, he made a mistake, he did it by Groma, then the Nichu, or whatever he did. Or if he goes straight out of Chathila, to be Neicher, to be Ma'aker. So the Dam comes out, Patur Melechasot. Why is he patur melechasot? If according to you, Midiraita, that's the way you kill a bird. You don't need to do a kosher shechita. You can do a lechir, lechatchila. So now you're telling me what, the Rabbanan took off the chiyuv to do kisui adam when the Torah was mechayev kisui adam. So where was the hefer? Why don't I have to do a chasas dama? So, ihamet ein shechita l'opin ha-Torah, nechirato zoi shechitato. Then this is the act of hetter to the bird when I was menachah of the bird. Why don't I need to do kisui adam? We buy kisui. Nah. Me sabret be'ov. Well, you think the Mishnah is referring to a shofet and his rabba be'yado, a bird. It's referring to a chaya. And a chaya indeed is not considered to be kosher without shechita. So maybe you put them in the chasms. Oh yeah? What about this brisa? Tashma. Hashofet v'tzarek l'dam. Somebody who is shefet. And he needs the blood. So what's he going to do? Too bad. Chayav lekasot. He's going to have to cover the blood, and he can't keep the blood. Ketzaduol says that if he needs the blood, what should he do? Either he should be nocher, and then he's not chayav in kisur, or he should be oker the simonim. Okay, now what is he talking about over here? Why would I need the blood? Well, we know it's very common to use the blood of ofot in order to keep the material moth repellent. If you soak the material in dung, then a moth wouldn't lay its eggs in it. And that way you could preserve the material. So that's a common usage. The stomach, that's what it's referring to. Somebody who needs the blood for what's called yamiba. So what should he do? He can't do shkita because he'll have to be mechatzah. You should do nechira. But you said, even if you do nechira, you have to cover the dam. Can I explain that? So my love, ba'ot. The Chorev talked about it over here. The kabay le'vadane li'anicha, or some have li'aniva, which is the normal lesson. Li'aniva is a reference to the larvae of the moth.
Well, it's safer fertilizer.
Then why would I need dafka oat? I mean, it's better to use a behemoth. We're trying to find a reason that's specifically oat, and not the chayim. Because for that's for Yaniva. So, no, there is also a special use of dam, of a chaya, for making patent leather shoes. Nice lac shoes. So the lacquer, they use blood to form that shiny lacquer on the leather. And that's what it's referring to. So it's talking about a chaya. You need the to make red patent leather shoes. You need blood. It's not only the people who are buying it have to buy it in blood, but it's also the people who are making it have to make it from blood. And therefore, it's asking, what do you do if you need to make patent leather? If you shech the chaya, you're not going to be able to use the dam. You would have to be meicher it, and then you'd be able to use the dam. Oh my gosh, what did I do there? I didn't turn off the, oh dear. I never turned off the Daf Yomi.